Welcome to Random Thoughts with your baby girl, Lara.
Bullying starts with you. Yes, bullying starts with you. Bullying starts with me. Bullying starts with every one of us. Now, what is bullying? Bullying is the behavior of a person who hurts or threatens someone smaller or less powerful, often forcing that person to do something they do not want to do. The issue of bullying, sadly, is an age-old problem that needs new solutions. But before we even start to talk about the solutions, let's talk about the problem itself. Bullying stems from different areas. We have online bullying, which is a serious concern, and as well as bullying in many schools. And it is very disheartening that bullying has found its way into schools, secondary schools for that matter, even primary schools. It is so sad. Take for instance the hashtag Justice for Sylvester, the poor young man that his life was cut short in the care of his patron, in the care of a boarding house, only for his parents to receive a call that he's not feeling fine, and then they rushed into the hospital, and before you know it, he lost his life as a result of bullying, which the school already, you know, gave an impression that it was due to sporting activities. That was why he injured himself, or that was why he was feeling pain. Only for, according to the news, only for the young man, the child, to explain to his parent that it was actually bullying. He was in his room, he was on his bed, and all of a sudden, a group of boys came into his room, turned off the light, and started hitting him till he fell down. What kind of heart is that? And then forced him to drink a poisonous substance. That video was too painful to watch, very painful to watch. And you could see his lips, you know, with the scratch on his lips. He suffered before he died, and he couldn't even walk to the hospital. His father had to carry him. We could see him groaning in pain until he passed. And this was a child that was to celebrate his birthday the following day or so. He was supposed to have been 12. He had a dream to be a pilot, and all of that was cut short. Something that could have been avoidable, an avoidable death. It was cut short because of certain children, juniors for that matter. If those kids were seniors, I wonder what they would have been doing. Junior secondary students, you know, having that wicked mind. You know, according to the news, they wanted him to join their cause. Can you even imagine? So at that level, there is a cult. At that level, they have that so much wickedness in them, so much disregard for life. They don't care that they go in and start beating somebody. So my question is, where were the patrons? This is a boarding house. I went to a boarding house, so I can relate to certain things. I mean, of course, there were bullies in my boarding house. And it wasn't easy surviving them. I mean, especially when you're a junior student. Seniors will want to show superiority, you know, like I said in the definition of bullying. You know, it's when a person frightens somebody smaller or less powerful, forcing the person to do something they don't want to do. They bully you, they intimidate you with even their body, their height, because they are big. Your mates will bully you, seniors will still bully you. Mine wasn't, my boarding house wasn't this bad, but we just had a case of seniors bullying juniors, and then there's that circle, because subconsciously, you know, as a junior, you want to experience being a senior, so you look forward to being a senior so that you can also retaliate, you can also do the same thing your seniors did to you when you finally become a senior. So it's like a circle. Do me, I do you. You do to me too. When I become a senior, I do to my juniors. So bullying has to stop, and bullying did not just start like that. It didn't just start off, you know, like that in the minds of kids. These are young children. It was a very painful thing to watch, and it's not just Sylvester. There are other victims as well. How about the lady that died know, they said they found condom inside her private parts. Things are happening, and I don't want to say that the body now system is totally bad right now. I don't want to believe that because I'm a product of body now. I believe there are still good body now, but it's just that with the way things are happening now, maybe it's just better to allow your child be a day student. If you cannot do that, if you must take your child to a boarding house, please, whenever these children are telling you that they are uncomfortable, whenever they are telling you that somebody is bullying them, whenever pay attention to them. Listen, whenever they come with complaints, of course, I always say that life is about balance. So it's not as if everything they say, I mean, you are the parents, so you have that wisdom to judge things. There's a way that with a relaxed mind, there's a way that you can go with wisdom to present the matter to the housemaster, to the principal. You know, you hear from both sides, you weigh it. So there are certain things that as a parent you are responsible for. You don't just go and dump your child in a boarding house. When they complain, even if you must take your child to a boarding house, when they complain, be sensitive enough. That is my point. Weigh it. And when it comes to boarding house, most parents just believe that, you know, they just go dump their kids in the hostel because they are busy chasing money, they are busy chasing their career. You know, for some parents, that's their point. They just go dump their child there. And that particular school is actually a very expensive school. I'm talking about the school where this young man died. A very expensive school. So I believe all of them, I mean, for the school to be expensive, all of them are rich, just as maybe some people are richer than other people. So if things can happen in this type of school, you can imagine what is happening in other schools that are not, as in quotes, as expensive. So please, parents, be on alert, be sensitive. It is okay to, you know, chase your career and make that money, but create a balance. Be sensitive to the needs of your kids. And honestly, that is why I titled this topic, Bullying Starts With You, because children are a clean slate. I always say to anybody that cares to listen, children are a clean slate. They were not born bullies. They were not born bullies. Those kids, as small as they are, how old are they? You know, only for the news to come out that some parents had to take the children that did this thing to the boy, you know, that beat the boy, two of the boys out of the names of the boys that were mentioned. Some parents had to, you know, quickly send their kids out of the country. So what are we saying? This thing did not just start one day. Children were born at the time of birth. They are a clean slate. Children were not born bullies. It is what you download in that child. It is the morals. It is the value you put in that child. Just like a new system, a new computer. You're excited about the computer. The computer is fresh. It is what I put in that computer that it will answer me later. Kids learn by sight. They don't copy. They don't necessarily copy what you see. They don't learn from what you say most times. This is what you do, what they see. So these children are not born bullies. They were only raised by bullies. When they see you bully people around you, you know, bully your domestic staff, you know, they believe that it is a good thing. They believe that it is a good way to show superiority because after all, mommy is bullying domestic staff, bullying, you know, the driver, bullying anybody. So they believe that they too can get away with it. Then they start to master the act of bullying from a young age because they are watching you. And some of you just bully people in the presence of your kids. It's even bad enough that you're bullying somebody else. You know, that person to somebody's child. You're bullying somebody else, but you're so careless about it that you bully the person in the presence of your kids. So, even nannies, you know, you bully your nannies, domestic staff, and they just feel like, you know, they too, they can get away with it when they start to bully people. And before you know it, these kids start to practice what they've seen from you, what they've learned by watching you. They start to practice this act of bullying on other children. And you see them, but somehow you make excuses for them. You say, after all, they are just children. You see your children bullying another child. After all, he's just a child. Imagine. You watch your child call others' names and you turn a blind eye. You watch your child fight other kids for things that are not even theirs. And as a parent, you just laugh about it. Is that not bullying? So you see why I say bullying starts from you. It starts from me. It starts from every one of us. Because kids did not just pick up bullying from anywhere. They picked it by watching you. You their uncle, you their auntie, you their sister, you their parents. Parents, please be sensitive to the needs of your children. Make the money, but create that balance and have time for your kids, because in the long run, when you're old and tired, I'm sure you would want those kids to, you know, take care of you too. And you wouldn't want somebody that is a nuisance in the society, somebody that will trouble you in your old age. As parents, be intentional about raising a total child, because money alone can never do that for you. And if you fail, God will judge you for it, and society will definitely put your child in his or her place. And then, eventually, you'll be embarrassed. So why not do the right thing? As aunties, as uncles, as parents, as guardians, it is not enough to just say, okay, I'm just the auntie. When you notice certain traits that are not right with that child, try and correct the child. Or you tell the parents. So that we can avoid avoidable deaths like this, because really, it is really painful when you begin to hear stories about this. There's online bullying. These people that they call trolls, they started like this. They learned it from somewhere. They just bully people online. They bully people in university, everywhere. And this particular one is painful, because things like this could have been avoided if parents were responsible enough to do the right thing. Some people will come and say that, Lara, should be, there are some kids that even when you train them well, before you know it, they'll choose their own path. Okay, if you say that, you're entitled to your own opinion. But here is my answer. My answer is that do your part, because a child is a gift. In as much as maybe, you know, some mothers waited for long before they finally had a child, so they over pamper, you know. But like I keep saying, create that balance. That is why it's good to have that, you know, good spouse, you know, because marriage is a partnership. So maybe when you're over pampering the child, the other partner can try and, you know, can tell you, so that you don't completely spoil that child. You guys create that balance. So now you've gotten that gift from God, you know. God is trusting you with that child. You are just a channel to bring that child to this world, because at the end of the day, you are account for how you train the child. You know, that child belongs to God at the end of the day. So why not do your best and bring up the child in the way that it should go, so that when the child grows up, will not depart from it. And you see that any child can, you know, after all of that, will my pick his part and spoil. My dear, my answer is that after you've done your part, God is watching you. God that gave you that gift of a child is watching you. Children are his heritage. Just after you've played your part, take it to God. Cement it with prayer. Because, of course, that child is not going to be with you in college, university, you know, work, when the person travels out, when the person goes for work, retreats, seminars. The child cannot be with you 24/7, basically. The child will grow up to be an adult. So, before societal pressure, you know, start to mislead the child or confuse the child, you play your part. That is why that child, being a clean slate or that does not know anything, is totally dependent on you from birth. They don't know how to eat, they don't know how to use the spoon at the time when they are very little, they don't know how to take care of themselves, they don't know how to eat, they don't know how to wash themselves. They are totally dependent on you. They start to imitate you and say what you say. So they are a clean slate. So do what you have to do. Cement it with prayer. Let's see in your conscience that you've done your best. And many a times, these kids, after playing your part, they turn out well and they become, they don't embarrass you in the long run. They become good products in the society. And they grow up to become better people. They don't grow up to become trolls on the internet, bullying people. They don't grow up to become bullies in secondary school, killing people. They don't grow up to become cultists in university. They don't grow up to become, you know, nuisance to society. They grow up to become responsible because you have obeyed the God that gave you these children. So take it or leave it, there is a God, and God gives kids. So play your part as parent, as a mother, as a father. Play your part as a sister, uncle, auntie, and leave the rest to God. Please let us stop raising bullies. Check yourself, you are a bully. It is high time that you unlearn certain things. It is high time that you stop, you know, giving excuses. Unlearn, be intentional about yourself. Become better, because at the long run, it will still come back to you. These kids now, they're not disgracing their parents. Their pictures are out there. So for justice for Sylvester, I pray that it's not just end to be just a tag. I pray that it's not end in the manner of tags everywhere. I pray that those justice would indeed be served for Sylvester, late Sylvester, may so rest in peace, and justice for other victims as well. Please let us be intentionally, you know, let us be intentional about parenting, about being good people, about being good humans. Let us take up responsibilities bestowed on us and do the right thing. It is really painful. And I just thought to share my two cents. Thank you for listening as always. stay safe, and please, 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 let us be intentionally good human beings so that we can have a very good society. May his soul, may Sylvester's soul rest in peace, and may the souls of other victims rest in peace, and may they indeed find and get justice.
Amen. Thank you for listening. Stay safe. Bye for now.